It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe, totally secure. Super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same-game parlay bets, live betting, it's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. It's my Sunday first report. Now, I'll watch the Niners and the Broncos tonight. Talk about that tomorrow on FS1 and Fox Sports Radio. First game I want to talk about is Miami and Buffalo. Buffalo's the better team, but they were missing three starters, two of them high-end starters in the back end. Dolphins have an excellent receiving core. It's Miami in September. No depth. They looked a little worn down. Remember today, good team Chargers had injuries, beaten by Jacksonville. Good team Tampa, lots of cluster injuries, beaten by Green Bay. Good team Buffalo, cluster injuries in the secondary, beaten by Miami. Really good teams with lots of injuries lose to good teams or pretty good teams. But I'm seeing something with Buffalo that is their seventh straight loss in a football game decided by one possession. I've said this before, they're Mike Tyson. Not a lot of nuance, not much jabbing, but they'll knock you out if you're not prepared. But what I do see, and this is something I've been on for now two straight years, and I know I say it ad nauseum, they still can't develop a run game. They're still struggling at times with their offensive line. This is a defensive head coach. How many years do you get to solve the run game? They are so overwhelmingly in Buffalo dependent on Josh Allen. Listen, the Chiefs are better with Mahomes, and the Bucs are better with Brady. But there are other elements to the team. Leonard Fournette in the run game, the offensive line good when it's healthy. Same with Mahomes. There's play creation, Andy Reid. They can go over the top. They can run the football. Buffalo is so overwhelmingly Josh Allen dependent on offense. And when they're not running the ball, they're on the road. They've got a couple injuries. They are now 0-7 in their last 7 close games. Speaking of Tampa, again, I don't think less of Tampa. So I thought Tampa would win, and then an hour after I made that pick Friday, Mike Evans announced he would miss this game. So the top 5 receivers, think about this. The top 5 receivers for Brady last year, all missing. And Julio Jones wasn't 100%. They also have cluster injuries on the offensive line. Tampa had no juice. In fact, isn't it remarkable that it came down to one play, or they were going to tie it and go to overtime? I think Green Bay for the last several years with Aaron Rodgers has been able to beat teams a lot of different ways. The troubling sign for the Packers is they've now become what good teams are. They can beat you one way. They can't get into shootouts. The games have to be close. I mean, just reverse this. If Aaron Jones and Mercedes Lewis and Alan Lazard were missing, would this game have been competitive? They can only win one way now because they are so weak on the perimeter, losing Davante Adams. They're not as good without Davante. Davante now a Raiders, not as good without Aaron Rodgers. We always think somebody wins the bet or somebody wins the divorce. Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers were great together. It's almost like Mario Cristobal and the Oregon Ducks were great together. Maybe they shouldn't have split up. So I kind of look at Tampa and I think that's a pretty good loss. You're going to get healthier. Green Bay's not going to get more dynamic at wide receiver, are they, over the next 4 to 6 to 8 weeks? Good loss. Kind of an ugly win for the Packers. All right, let's talk Arizona and the Rams. Now, that's a game some of you watched, many of you didn't. But have you noticed a trend here? On multiple occasions this offseason and during this season, the Arizona Cardinals have been very intentional. They have made sure you know as a fan, I know as a media member, they're not happy with the preparation of Kyler Murray. Now, Kyler pulled off some magic against the Raiders, and he almost pulled off some magic against the Rams. But being great late in games can often be just a sign of talent and making plays. You're not working off a script. But has anybody noticed a trend with Arizona this season? The complaints about Kyler, he's not prepared, are showing up on the football field. What was their offensive plan in the first half? I mean, almost always in the NFL, even limited offenses are pretty good on their first 12 to 15 plays, right? You script them, you've looked at film, the element of surprise. An average offense usually is pretty good early. I mean, Tampa got a field goal early and then sat around for 2.5 hours and didn't do anything. They know what they have to attack. There's an element of surprise against the Packers. But Arizona comes out, and it looks like what their comments have been. We have a player in Kyler Murray who simply doesn't do enough preparation for the games. So something's got to give. They gave Cliff Kingsbury a new contract. They gave Kyler Murray an extension. The GM, he's safe, Steve Keim. Something's got to give. But aesthetically, football's not that complicated. If a team looks disjointed or disorganized or unprepared, it's because they are. Some thoughts on Philadelphia and Washington. So first impressions matter a lot. And our first impressions of Nick Sirianni, the coach, were, oh, public speaking isn't his thing. Remember that first press conference? It was painful. It was awful. First impression. He's over his head. Jalen Hurts, many of our first impressions. Little small, got replaced by Tua in Alabama. Had to go to Oklahoma. I mean, Lincoln Riley makes all his quarterbacks good. Came into the NFL, not much of a passer. First impressions. You look up today in the NFC, who's better? Nick Sirianni gave up play calling. A lot of first-time coaches love that, refused to give it up. He did. He didn't lean into something that it appeared he was better handing over to somebody else. Jalen Hurts, look at the ascension last 3 years, 2.5. passer rating, completion percentage. So these first impressions with Philadelphia are really, really powerful. They are when you meet somebody, a boss, a friend, somebody you may date, first impressions. But with Philadelphia, I look at today, take those out. Who is better in the NFC? I mean, the Packers can win one way. Will Tampa get over their injuries? The Rams' O-line is a huge concern. They can't put anybody away. We like Jimmy Garoppolo, but many of you don't love him. Minnesota will shrink in a big game. Those first impressions, throw them in the trash can. Philadelphia is productive. They appear to be a major matchup problem on the ground for every single team they play. So, now I was thinking about this with Kansas City losing to the Colts. We often do this. By the way, the Colts, all the wise guys love the Colts. Desperation is a real thing. But I look at this weekend. Oklahoma lost at home. USC went down to the final play against Oregon State. Kansas City lost. Buffalo lost. Oklahoma lost. I thought it was an unbelievably magical weekend of college and pro football. Miami got thumped by Middle Tennessee. I watched so many games Saturday and Sunday. How about that early window today? It's crazy. All these games coming out into one or two plays. And I don't take much from Kansas City's loss. This was the season for the Colts in a zany division where Jacksonville looks like maybe the most competent team. And Kansas City on the road, not quite as powerful. Kansas City players are watching the Raiders fumble another season away, watching Denver struggle. Justin Herbert's hurt. They go in confident, but maybe a little flat. And here comes the Colts. So when I watched Kansas City, Indianapolis, my takeaway was this was why all the wise guys love the Colts. It was the perfect storm where Kansas City, you can't fool these players. They're looking at their division. Denver's a mess. The Raiders are a mess. The Chargers aren't playing well. And they're thinking, the Colts are terrible. The Colts, meanwhile, are absolutely desperate in a wonky division. They're like, you know, we win now. We've got a chance to save our season. And so a lot of times in football, do I think Kansas State is better than Oklahoma? I don't. I think it was the perfect storm. Oklahoma had thrashed really bad opponents. They come in a little confident. Last several years, Kansas State's moved the ball, scored in the mid-30s to high-30s against Oklahoma. It's a matchup issue. You can't take too much. Think about this. Buffalo's 2-1. Kansas City's 2-1. And we think they're excellent. And the Chicago Bears are 2-1. I'm not even sure they're average. So take a deep breath on Kansas City. The Chiefs are fine. It's what makes football magical, is that there's such a physical component to this. If you are not zoned in and totally focused, the margins are so tiny in the NFL that Patrick Mahomes goes on the road and, you know, they fall behind. They start kicking it around on third down. You look up, you trail, it's late. You got Mahomes arguing with Eric Bieniemy at half. There's a little anger in the locker room. That's why the NFL's great. I don't think anything less of Tampa and Buffalo and the Oklahoma Sooners and the Kansas City Chiefs. Clemson escaped by this much. It's why America loves this sport. Chiefs are going to be fine, but it was the perfect storm to lose. Football season's underway. Now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. The promo code is always Colin. FanDuel has tons of betting options. I like the same game parlay. Bet a little, win a lot. FanDuel's app is safe, secure, easy to use, and you get paid your winnings really fast. the no sweat first bet up to $1,000. Promo code Colin. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the National Football League. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.